Listen, if
we will get to the bottom of this. Fax it to me.
If you have a fax machine, then what button do you push to send stuff?
We push 90 pause to get an outside line.
No, no.
We are through a network inside the company.
No, no. You hit send. You don't even know how to use a fax machine.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Tug. Hello, Kokanee. Hey, everybody. Carlito, Madhouse Radio, and the assemblage of assembles. Dominant force and prank calls coming at you. Dominant forces. All right. Getting an interesting message here from that. Remember that cat Nico Halp? Remember that crazy fuck? One of those conspiracy kids in New York? One of those art fags? Yeah, he sent me a message. He sent me a message to talk about the first sex robot that's confirmed. He says that it's breaking news. All right, cool, Nico Halp. Whatever, man.
I signed up for the newsletter, apparently. Hell yeah, I want to know all about it. Man.
I had somebody talking about that today.
Yes.
Somebody was talking about it? Well, fuck. Fuck me with a stick in the face. I got a gallon of water. My aim is to drink this entire gallon of water before the end of the night. It's a good brand called Spring Lake. Spring Lake water. Yes. 100% natural, carbon-filtered drinking water from Spring Lake. Water of Brooksville, Florida. From Brooksville. That sounds like a very clean town. Nothing but clean towns named Brooksville. Tell you what. Brooksville. It's lake water. And you know what? I don't feel too happy about drinking lake water. I like spring water. Well, it says Spring Lake, so what is it? Spring or lake? Where's the water from? I bet it's from a lake. I bet you this is fucking nasty lake water they filtered out.
The New York City bottled up and then put a bogus label on it.
Yeah, they got a phone number. Maybe someone will answer. Let's try calling them.
And charge you crazy amounts of money.
Let's try to give them a call. Hang on.
They just out of a tap.
Oh, they stamped the top of it, fuckers.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's right. They put a fucking date stamp on top of it to make it hard to find. Sneaky bastards.
Proper closed. Sons of bitches. It's like 9 p.m.
Thank you for calling Water. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please call back during our normal business hours. Thank you.
Yes, hi. This is Carlito. I'm with Madhouse Radio. You can reach me at 407-459-4534. I need an urgent answer to these accusations that your water, spring water, comes from a lake, not from a spring, and that it possibly has amoebas in it, and I found a piece of grass inside it, and I think that you're actually selling lake water, and I've got proof of it here on the internet. They're doing a whole investigation. So call me back. Oogity boogity.
All right, see if they... Maybe they'll call back and leave a message about it. I don't know. Probably not.
Boogity boogity.
Boogity boogity. All right, I'm going to drink this entire gallon of lake water tonight, folks. Oh, man. I buy it from this Muslim guy. His name is Sam. He's got a store that's on the way from home, and it's funny that his name is Sam. And
they're all named Sam, apparently.
Yeah, the guy's a badass. I don't know if I told you about this when it happened. He got shot in the fucking chest. Like, he got shot like right under his armpit, like in his chest, though, like during a robbery. And the guy stood up and like cursed the guy out, standing at the door of the convenience store. And then he walked back and called 911 and didn't lay on the ground until the paramedics told him to do so when they got there. The guy's fucking tough as balls. He took a
rock
fucking
star, that guy.
Dude, he's this old school fucking Egyptian. I talk to him like every other day. I go to his store every day if I'm running early enough, I stop there on the way to work on the way home. So he knows me. Like I've known. I talk to him. I have like conversations with him. But dude, he sells for a dollar. He sells the gallon of water and he keeps it in the cooler for me. He kept it stocked for me. I mentioned him once, it'd be cool if I could get a water cold, and he said he's going to start doing it. He does it just for me. but he was putting in the good Zephyr Hills water. Now he's putting in the Spring Lake shit. I'm going to have a talk with Sam. I don't know what's going on. And he's charging me the same for the Spring Lake water that he used to, the good stuff, the Zephyr Hills water. I haven't seen any Zephyr Hills. Maybe he lost his Zephyr Hills license. I don't know. Fuck. I got to get to drinking.
Yeah. That's what it's
got to be. Dude, I drink the water out of the gallon. Even at work, I don't care anymore. I take a gallon with me at work and I drink straight out of it, right? I don't even use a fucking, what'd you call it? A cup of glass? What are they called? I don't use that shit. Damn it. Anyway, folks, we are on Cacti Radio. Be sure to visit Cacti Radio. Be sure to stay tuned there after our show because we'll be joined by none other than RBCP and the Phone Show. Also, MadhouseLive.com if you're listening to us now as well. MadhouseLive.com. You can see a video feed of me if you're just listening to me right now, whatever it may be. And you can also submit your pranks using the easy-to-use request a prank form. Comes right to my Gmail inbox around my fucking desktop. And it alerts me. And it goes, like that, and everything. It's and we read it out, and we say yes or no. And we like the idea, Tuck, son of a bitch, right? We call it. We call the fuckers, even. If it's a good idea. As a matter of fact, I got some of those right now. I haven't got to those in a long time.
It's the point of the show. Apparently, we call people.
Call people.
That's why it's called the prank call telephone thing, a big
jigger. Right, Mr. Busy, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
That's the whole kind of point of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got a number for Wanda. She works at a casino in Nevada. This came in from Mike. Mike sent this in to us 2 days ago. So let's see if she's there, happens to be there now. I don't even know what casino it is. I have no idea what casino it is. We'll be joined here shortly. Sending your request to me via AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is my screen name. And if you're using Yahoo Instant Messenger, I already said that, right? Yes, if you're using MSN Messenger, rather. MadhouseAtLive.com.
Thank you for calling the...
Casino, casino, please, immediately. Yes, this is a casino.
Yes, it is.
Look, Wanda has my phone and I want it back right now.
I'm sorry?
Wanda has my phone and I want it back right now.
Who is this?
This is Valente. Wanda took my phone and I want it back right now. I know she found it. I turned my GPS on and it shows that Wanda has it. I did it remote tracking that I signed up for on AT&T. I want my iPhone back right now. Oh, you give me the money right now for the iPhone. You.
Well, you know what? I just work here. You're going to have to talk to my supervisor.
Who's Wanda? Tell me who it is.
One moment, please. You can speak to my supervisor.
Jesus! Shitty phone.
This is Amelia. How
Jesus
you?
Christ! Who is this? Amelia? And you're the manager there, is it?
Yes.
Wanda Nelson has my phone. I want it back right now.
Pardon me?
Wanda Nelson has my iPhone. I know for a fact she has it. I turned on my GPS tracker when I lost my phone, and she has it. She's calling people all over the place on my phone. It's not hers.
Who's calling?
It's mine. It's my phone.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Valente.
I'm sorry, who?
Valente.
What's your first name?
Valente.
And your last name?
Cross.
You have a phone number where I can have her reach you?
407-459-4534. But guess what? If she calls me at it, she's not going to get me because she stole my phone!
Okay, I have a tracer on this line. I suggest that maybe you call in the morning and get a hold of...
What's
that?
What do you have on the line? Well, I'm sorry, what?
A tracer.
So what are you tracing Wanda for me? What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to find her.
No, what do you mean, tracer, though? What are you saying? What is this supposed to mean?
I'm trying to find Wanda. I have a tracer on the other line.
But I had never heard of a tracer on the line before.
I have a girl tracing her down.
All right, I'll hold. What's the girl? What's her business? She just traces
she
people?
She works there, too.
Huh?
And, I'm sorry, can you spell your first name?
No, are you saying that you're tracing me?
No, I have her being traced. Can I get your first name again? Can you spell that?
Valente. Valente Cross.
Valente
cross.
This isn't laughing matter. Who is Wanda Nelson? I want to know. I have proof.
Wanda
that
Nelson is the manager of the Cole Casino.
Well, she is using my phone. I have proof of it right here. Is she African American?
No, she's not. No, she isn't. Hold on, please.
Okay. I'm getting tired of this.
Are you still there?
Been waiting, yes.
Okay, hold on, please.
Why do you keep... excuse me, wait a minute.
I
want your information. No, I've been patient, and I've been holding, and I think I should...
I just got a hold of her.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Amelia
Griffith. Okay, and Wanda, we're going to get on the line here to get this remediated?
I have Wanda on my cell phone.
I have a mediator who I'm going to be connecting myself on the line.
I'm going to mediate between you.
Oh, well, I'm allowed to have my own mediator also.
Wanda, this gentleman, Valencia Cross...
Valente!
...says that you have his iPhone.
I have his iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
I do not have an iPhone.
He says that... Did you lose your phone here, sir?
Yes, and I turned on the GPS and records out the wazoo, Wanda Nelson all over it.
Is there a number where she can reach you? Because this is just not going to work.
But I gave you the number.
And I can get a hold of you through that number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to give it to her right now and have her call
I'm
you.
Having the phone traced myself. I have a tracer on the phone. And I'm already...
Okay.
You let her know that she can't make any more phone calls on it because I'm having the phone forwarded to my temporary phone.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and give her this 407-459-4534.
That's right. And it's Valente, not Valencia.
Valenci?
Valente.
Valente Cross. Valente Cross.
And I don't like the manner that you're being very patronizing from time to time, and I don't appreciate it. Thank you
sir,
for your
I
help,
have to
though.
Deal with, I'm dealing with my customers at the same time, so I have to keep a smile
uh-huh.
and entertain them, too.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
okay, honey, all right, okay.
And give her your phone number.
Okay, honey, bye.
Bye. Okay.
Oh, man, I wish there was a fly on that wall here where she's going to sit here in the background. Damn it. I should have told her I'd hold so we could hear that. We could hear her on the speakerphone the other end.
I bet you that other one phones.
That'll be the next level of it all when you're able to have the technology that you can hear the post of your telephone call somehow.
Yes, yes. Boom, 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 boom.
Sort of hack or something in phones.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's a serious deficit of people who are non-opt in the chat room. Let me get some oppage over here. There you go. Coke and Yaga should be opt. We always opt. MC3 Clay is always opt. I don't know why. I'll opt over RBCP. If RBCP is a hacker, you know, dude, like, I don't care, like, RBCP. I'm opting him just as a sign of respect. He comes to my house, and we're very laissez-faire in our chat room. If someone were so inclined to take the chat room down, it wouldn't really bother me. We're not in there all the time. We're just in there, like, for 3 or 4 hours a week. And it's not my server. I could just contact the server admins, and they're pretty responsive, and they would just fix it for us. Go nuts! RBCP can't handle it. Up everybody, goddammit.
Yeah, so like I really need you guys or anything.
I fucking care less. Should I voice you? Maybe I'll voice you. I'll voice you all. I'm gonna give you all voice stats.
What is voice anyway? I've never understood what it does or anything. What is voice do?
I don't know. There it is. It's like a chevron. It's like adding a chevron to your arm. You know? You get voice. Girl, there you go, Big Jen. Show us a picture of you, Big Jim. Is there any
it's
links?
It's like adding a gas station chain to
Hello.
Your arm.
Hi, is this Valente Cross?
Yeah, is this Wanda?
Damn sure is.
You get your grubby hands off of my iPhone machine, all right? Listen, I got proof. I lost
have
my...
your iPhone machine. Listen to me. I do not have your iPhone machine. I've never owned an iPhone machine, never even seen one. I don't know what you're talking about. And you need to be just a little bit more damn polite because I don't have it.
Well, listen, I have proof of it. Unrefutable proof from the GPS.
I'd appreciate it if you would fax me.
What I want? I'm sorry.
I would appreciate if you would fax that proof to me.
I don't believe you know how to operate a fax machine. You're a common thief.
I have one in my office. I operate it every day. Send me the proof. And I will get to the bottom of it because I do not have your iPhone.
iPhone machine. Get it right.
I don't appreciate you... I don't have it. You want my fax number? You can fax me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it. But you don't call up and give my casino hosts a hard time.
If you have a
fax... I don't have your phone, and...
Listen, if
we
you...
We will get to the bottom of this. Fax it to me.
If you have a fax machine, then what button do you push to send stuff?
We push 90 pause to get an outside line.
No, no.
We are through a network
no.
inside the company.
No, no. You hit send. You don't even know how to use a fax machine. You don't even know...
I have a fax machine. I operate it every day, and everything goes
uh-huh.
through. Don't tell me I don't know how to operate it.
That's nice, honey. Okay. Listen, so I have proof. I turn on my iPhone machine. I turn on the GPS, and I'm telling you signs all over. Wanda Nelson this. Wanda Nelson has the phone. Wanda Nelson made a phone call. Phone calls all over the place.
Send me the proof.
You
send me the proof, because I don't have it, and I want to find out who does. So send me the proof, and I will find out who has it.
Listen, and then somebody told me that they saw you eating chicken, and then you weren't cleaning your fingers, and you were touching all the dirty grease on top of my phone. That's disgusting. You know what? Just keep it. If you're so little.
I do not have your iPhone. Can you please tell me where you are? Because the 407 is not even a local number where I am.
That's right, yes. This is the phone that you stole. I'm having the phones forwarded.
I don't have your phone. I did not steal your phone.
Okay.
Where are you located?
I was in the casino. I decided to go out to eat and cool down. And
when
I'm gonna
were you in the casino?
I'm going to speak.
When were you in the casino?
Ma'am, this is getting a little personal, don't you think? I was at the machine.
Okay,
you know.
But when? Today?
The machine, yesterday, the machine. You know the machine with the lights that goes bing, 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 bing. You know that one?
I'll have lights that do that. Which machine were you playing?
The game machine. You know?
We have a lot of game machines. Which one were you playing?
This, okay. You put in the money in it, right? And it has those, it has buttons.
Machines that take money.
Yeah, but it has the buttons, and you pull the thing. It's like doom, doom, doom.
They have buttons.
Bing, bing,
they
like
all
that.
Have buttons,
uh-huh.
They all go ding, ding.
It's got numbers
so
on
which
it.
Which one were you playing? And they all have numbers.
I'm just going to come in for a refund, I think, is what I'm going to do.
You come and see me. That would be great. Come and see me.
Are you threatening me?
No, I want you to come and talk to me so we can straighten it out.
All right, well, if we're going to talk, we're going to talk like men. You understand?
I'm not a man, so that's fine.
Maybe that's the problem.
Where do you live? I would like to send you my address so that you can send that to me, since you don't seem to think I know how to work a fax machine. And I would like to see the proof of this, because I don't appreciate this. I didn't do what you're accusing me of, and I would like to straighten it out.
I would hope you would, but I just don't have...
Give me an address, and I will send you something.
Oh, you're going to send me something.
I will send you my address...
You know what?
So that you can send me proof. I want to see the proof, because I don't have it. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where you got my name, but I don't have your cell phone. I've never even seen an iPhone.
Listen, I turned it on. I turned on the GPS on my iPhone machine, and I'm telling
uh-huh.
you, it has proof. It says that the person who accessed it is has your name here clean as day on the computer machine. It says one to has the iPhone machine, and that you made phone calls.
I do not have your iPhone.
You bought, you says that you bought gas with the phone and everything, that you were buying gas and you ordered.
I don't buy gas with anything except my bank card.
Yes, but you got to the gas pump thing, and you put the iPhone machine, you swiped it and everything, and it charged the gas.
Where did I supposedly buy gas at? Where did I supposedly buy gas at?
It just says Valente and Associates on it here. Valencia Gas, I don't know, some kind of ETC company or something. I don't know which one it is. It's a fresh
this
transaction.
Is not possible.
It hasn't even posted yet.
Mountain,
it hasn't even...
I understand what you're saying, but if you live in Mountain, I need you to come and
see
me.
I'm not from...
Because I don't have it.
Listen, I've been on vacation in Reno. We made a trip out here, a special trip to see this casino, this big deal that my in-laws keep talking about, and nothing but shit. Is what happens. I'm in Reno right now, and I'm taking a flight out of Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to be flying back to Miami. But I tell you what, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you that you find, you know, that God doesn't pay it back to you sevenfold like
Let
the Bible says.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
No, you keep the phone. You keep the iPhone. I hope you enjoy
the
iPhone.
Listen to me. I am going to call the local sheriff's office and give them your number because I don't have the phone and I don't need this.
Madam, quite honestly, you're calling me.
I'm going to call the sheriff's office right now and give them your phone number and you can talk to them if you think I've done something wrong.
Madam, well, I'm sorry, you're calling me and I order you in the name of the laws of the state of Nevada not to call and harass me anymore because you are calling me. This is an incoming call.
Thank you. Whatever. Whatever! Stole my iPhone machine, everybody. Hang on, these kids are mute. Hello!
Oh.
Ah. That was from Mike. Mike sent that in. There you go, Mike. I don't know if you're listening now. I'll send a message back to
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Italian Mike. Ooh, I definitely have to edit that out. Cool. I'm thirsty. I was getting ready to say that I had a mountain of proof against her, but...
What you swigging on? What is that?
It's water. Gallon of water, man.
Those are the water you're talking about?
That's the water I'm talking about.
Okay.
Spring,
right? Yeah,
all right? Well, good news. The Magic game is finally on the TV machine here. Awesome. Tip off at 10. I'll be distracted by that. All right, so Lonesome Loser's in the house. He's sending in numbers. Let's check those out here real quick. Tuck. Where's Buzzard at, man? Buzzard, if you're listening, you're out there, man. You got to help us out. Send those texts, whatever you were doing. You were sending out the number in the chat room, and tons of people were calling in. Well, texting in, rather. Yeah, dude, on the phone show last week... RBCP was fucking... Well, he took that out. We kept calling that... We called that lady a few times. It was answering at the number for... And... Yeah, RBCP called her a few more times. I was laughing my ass off listening to it. That was funny. I want to hear those calls. Let me know when those are isolated or whatever it is that you call it, sir. Command you, let me know. We got other numbers. That was awesome, dude. That last series of calls to that lady about the iPhone machine. They got a little when they say machine back, like we enticed them to.
You're gonna move it.
3:36 a.m.
Thank you, Coco.
Risponde l'hotel Pantheon. L'opera momento. Ti prego di attendere.
Buongiorno.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm the United States of America.
Yes?
Okay. I command you to send a shuttle to pick me up immediately at the airport. They will bring me to the hotel where you will provide me accommodations to my specifications. This is understood.
So you have a reservation with us?
No, I'm not planning on getting a reservation. I'm planning on getting spaces.
You're gonna planning to?
I'm planning to come down there and stay, you know, for a night and not have any shit. I'm going to go down there and stay there with no reservation.
So, if you don't have any reservation, what do you want, sir?
I want to stay there the night.
I understand you.
I'm with a famous family, if you know what I mean. I'm from an important family.
What day do you want to stay?
I'm coming right now. Prepare a bed for me immediately.
Right now?
Yes, prepare a bed, and I want it. Do you have air conditioning? I want you to turn off.
Right now.
No air conditioning in the room. I want to turn off. No heat, no air conditioning.
Yes, but we are complete here, sir.
No, you can kick somebody out. Who's leaving next? Who's out?
We don't have any room available.
No, you're going to make room for me. You're going to kick somebody out into the street for me. You understand? Or I will take...
No, I don't make anything. You stay where you are.
Listen, don't get rough with me, sir, because I'll come down there and I will force you. I will force you to put me down on reservation. Free reservation.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You are sure?
I'm sure, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Are you French?
Where are you staying now?
You don't sound Italian. You sound
now?
Feminine. Where are you from?
Where are you standing now?
I'm at the airport.
What? At the airport?
Yeah, send a car for me.
You stay there till the morning.
No. Yeah, send a car for me. I was drinking at the bar all this time. Now send a car for me and get me a room.
Yes.
And don't give me any crap about it.
Sure. Call another hotel. Bye.
Bafangul. What are some of those Italian curses that we were learning last week? Ain't that a bunch of shit? Give me a second here. I gotta set up the other chat rooms so I can see where they're talking about me over there. Motherfucker. Almost forgot about it. When we come back, we'll do another prank call.
Hello.
Hey, listen, is this a scrap metal place?
Closed.
Oh, when do you open again?
When?
Yeah, how much metals you got there, man?
Who are you?
This is Valente. I need a large amount of metal.
No, and I close ready. You call back tomorrow.
No, listen, I need to make a solar sale. And I need it urgently. We need to lift off tomorrow. What time are you open? You open before 9 o'clock?
No, and yeah. And then 9 o'clock.
What time do you open, damn it? Goddamn bastard. Calling me, it says. The last time I screwed it up like this, we couldn't call the rest of the night through the interface. God damn it! Damn it! Fucking phone. Ah, now it's working. Alright, take back those damn it's, God. Four leaf clover. Good idea, Mikey 129. You got a gold star if I get the monkey to answer. Bastard. I'll call him back later, fucking guy. I screwed it up myself. That was my fault. My fault. My fucking fault. More water. I'm telling you, Tuck, gallon of water before midnight. I'm doing it, man. Where are we at? No, it's pretty high still. We got a lot of work to do. Lost the cap. Oh, there it goes. I'm about an eighth of the way there. I have faith I can do it. I'm going to be so bloated. It's chicken dinner. All right. A Latina woman answered there. Listen, I went down there and I got some of that chicken. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Listen, I found some stuff in the food.
What did you find, sir?
It's disgusting. Do I really?
Can you describe it for me? I have to mention to my director to see what you did. What happened?
It's like a. I don't want to say it. It's kind of nasty. It's, you know, the man puts it on for the woman.
Yes. You're kidding.
No.
That's disgusting. Do you have the receipt with you?
Yeah, I do, and I have it here too, and everything. Do you want to see
where
it?
Where you are right now?
Well, I was in my hotel, but I can. I think you should call a cab and come pick me up or something. I don't know.
You know something? Come as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's on. It was.
You're late, okay?
Listen, it was on the drumstick like it was a penis.
Oh.
They rolled it on it, yeah, and I started chewing on it for a while. Yeah, I was chewing on and everything.
That is the first time did you like to speak with one of my supervisors?
Yeah, I think you should, yeah. Do you think I have AIDS now?
I don't know, sir.
I might die now, right?
I don't know.
I didn't know I thought it was like part of it, like the skin or something at first.
I don't know.
And I think there was like a man's hair on it, a few of them.
You're just kidding, or you told me
the truth? No, I'm telling you the truth. I think I have AIDS, yeah. Can you put the manager on the phone, please?
Can you hold on for me?
Please hurry.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Hold on to the camera right now,
that.
Okay?
Okay, shut up.
Okay, just a second.
Shut up, okay.
You telling me shut up?
No, someone else.
Sorry, no,
hey, are you being rude?
No, not at all. Right now, this is my supervisor, assistant manager, Christine, okay?
No, don't be fresh, though, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear about that.
You're being a little fresh with the mouth.
Sorry.
Shut up.
Thank you.
thank you for holding. My name is Christine.
Well, it's about time, Christine, that I speak to a manager there. Is there any males that work there, or is this women?
There are some males that work here.
Are they an authority?
Did you not a deal with me?
I don't know. I mean, can I... I don't know. I just don't have a good track record with women in management.
Well, there are women managers here, so
you know,
we don't discriminate. So
maybe I found.
Go ahead and tell me your problem.
I was explaining to Gonzalez that I found something in the chicken when I was eating it.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't want to be fresh or nasty, but it was something. It's something very crass and rude.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell me what it is.
Honestly, I'd rather tell a man. It's kind of nasty, so I think it's best that I tell a man what it is.
Okay, when was
it? It doesn't matter what man you put on the phone. Just put a man on the phone. I'll tell him what it is, and maybe he can tell you.
Okay. Can you tell me when your visit was here?
It was earlier today.
Today? And yeah. You were here at the restaurant, right? Not
yes.
Not at Chicken to Go. Okay. All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Get out of here with that music.
Another guest. So hold on, okay?
Fine. Nice, it's taking too fucking long. Let's give him a call back and get faster service. That's what I do.
That's the reservation line. This is Yoleta. How may I help you?
Hey, Gonzalez. Listen, I was talking to that woman over there and she hung up the phone.
No, it's not here now. But just a moment. Our director is on the phone with another guest. Can you hold on a few more minutes?
Okay, Lopez.
I really appreciate it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Shut up. Bye. Tell the chicken lady I'm busy. All right, I'll call back again.
Son, he's going to be right with you right now. Hold
Listen, I'm busy and this is important.
I understand that, but he was with another guest, so hold on. He just got off the phone. Hang on.
Uh-huh. They'll say it was an accident this time.
I'm going to transfer you right now. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hello, this is John.
Hey, Big John, how you doing?
I'm all right. What can I help you, sir?
Listen, I was eating the chicken and I found something, and I'm trying to explain to the lady over there, but it's... I don't want to say it because it's kind of crass what I found, but it's disgusting.
What's that, sir?
I found a piece of a condom.
A piece of a condom?
Yes, and there was a hair on it and everything, and it was rolled over, like, on top of the chicken leg and everything.
Was it a rubber glove, maybe? A latex glove?
I don't know what it was, but I chewed it and everything, and I think I might die or have something or something, you know? I don't know.
Where did you purchase
this? This is earlier today. Now, if you could please explain that to the manager woman there, and she can continue the conversation, but I don't speak harsh, crass words to women like that, but let her know what it is that I saw.
All right. Did you buy it at Chicken to Go or in the restaurant?
No, it was to go. I took it to go. And there's condoms inside the chicken. And I think that Hispanic woman, Juanita, put it in there.
Juanita?
Gonzalez, you know who I'm talking about? The woman answers the phone machine there?
I'm sorry, I don't have a Juanita working for me.
Some Hispanic woman. I was just making presumptions what her name might be. I think she said Juanita or Maria or something.
So you think it's one of my clerks that did it?
Well, the woman who answers the phone. I think she sounds kind of sassy. And I think she put a condom in there. She put a used condom in it.
Okay. Well, I'll address the issue.
Explain it to the woman, and then I'd like to have an explanation from her, because she's handling the issue, not you. I only speak to the people in charge there. I don't speak to the cooks or anything like that. She said she was going to get the cook to come for me to say it to you, and then you're going to say it to her.
Well, I'm the general manager, so...
No, I don't quite care about that. Now I want to talk to the woman and stop passing the buck. You understand?
Hey, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'm the general manager. Okay.
Okay.
As high as you can go.
Well, if what you're saying is true, then I still don't care. I need to speak to the woman that was taking care of my complaint originally. I might write you down your complaint. I might have you reprimanded.
You're gonna have me reprimanded. Sir.
I might as well have you reprimanded, yes, sir. If you don't stop with this and stop being fresh with me on the phone.
How am I being fresh, sir?
Well, because you're refusing to put me through to a manager.
I am the manager. I'm the general.
You see, there you go again, being nasty and fresh and sarcastic with me.
I am not being nasty, fresh. I'm
okay. I'm tired of speaking to the intern. I'd like to speak to the management now, please. Thank you.
You are talking to the manager, sir.
Uh huh. That's
next from you.
That's nice,
right,
honey.
Right now, where our conversation will be at an end. Do you understand that?
That's nice, honey. Okay. Thank you. That's nice. Go ahead and put her on.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, honey. You, yes, ma'am.
Sir, with all due respect, if you don't deal with me, we are ending our conversation, and this is it.
Now, okay? I'm going over you, buddy, okay? I'm topping you out. Now, put me on with the manager woman immediately, or I'm going to have your job. You understand? You're going to get fired.
Come on over. Take it.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm writing up right now. What's your name?
Go ahead.
What's your name?
John.
John. John, what's your ID badge number?
You don't need to know that.
No, I command you to give it to me. Now, you have permits.
I'm not commanding anything, sir.
You have permits.
If you continue to harass us, I will be making a call to the authorities.
Well, I've already made a formal complaint against you.
That's fine. You take care of yourself, sir. Bye-bye.
They love it when you, like, demote them. Anyway, I was calling for a job, and the owner answered the phone, and I told him. I accused him of trying to block me from getting the job because he was afraid that I was going to take his job. And he got upset. He was mad. He's like, I am the fucking manager, fucking asshole, like this and that. Fuck that guy. DFK laughing at, I command you to give me that. Yeah, I do that a lot. I don't know. You know what I realized? I don't know where I got that from, Tuck. And then the other day I was watching the Simpsons reruns, you know, on the local Fox channel. They show two a day. And I was watching one, and there was a Super Bowl episode. And Homer was in the locker room after the Super Bowl. He had snuck in with a bunch of guys from Springfield. And President Bill Clinton called in to congratulate the winning team. And Homer answered it. And then he, like, dropped the phone. And Bill Clinton was on the other end saying, hey, he's like, answer, I command you to answer. And I'm pretty sure that's where I got it from, where I command people to answer. Like, yeah. Can you just imagine President Bill Clinton commanding someone to answer the phone? That's right. Tucker, what were you inspired by?
And what aspect?
Rock Hudson, I bet, right? Yeah. Awesome.
Rock Hudson?
It's by Rock Hudson. Yep. I don't know. Punk Skater Dude said Hollywood Vagina. Hollywood Vanya had a birthday yesterday. Oh, man. I wish that guy would call in. He's a master of voices. Master of voices. Well, happy birthday to you, Hollywood Vanya, if you're listening out there at some point. Yay. All right, numbers. All right, we got numbers in Belfast, Northern Ireland. All right, folks. Calling Ireland first. Stand by.
New advising, there's a big scandal politically in Northern Ireland involving a guy called...
There we are. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Mr.
Yes.
I command you to drop your political statements immediately and come to an accord with the United States of America or threaten expulsion from the North American Treaty Organization. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes,
sir. This is Valente. I'm calling from Chicago, in the United States. I'm commanding you to drop your political stance immediately and stop your opposition. This is understood. Hello, sir. This is an international incident. Is that Irish you're speaking with over there?
May I take this number off your records?
No. No, I will not do any such thing.
Hold on, mate. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. And? It's 10:05 in the United States.
Yes, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, but I'm calling from America, so you must understand the... You know, I have jurisdiction here. I have authority. I can call you up until midnight our time here, and it's not a problem. Is understood?
Yep.
Okay. So explain to me this whole political thing that's going on. What's the deal?
Yeah, you've actually rang the wrong person.
No. I think you're covering for yourself, because at the beginning of the conversation you were agreeing to this and that about the political state this... And the political controversy this. Your wife has been having sexual relations with several men.
No. You've got the wrong person.
Well, I think your wife... Is your wife promiscuous?
No, she's is definitely not.
She's 59 and she's been having sex with 19-year-olds, apparently.
No, no, she's not.
Put her on the line and let her explain it to me.
My name is Paul Robinson.
Uh-huh.
Not Peter Robinson.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I understand, but still, I need to speak to Iris, please.
No, mate, you don't understand. My name is Paul Robinson. I am 29. Not Peter Robinson, who I think is something like 60.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I know, but still, I'm...
So, you've got the wrong...
Listen,
the wrong house.
I called the American operator, and I asked for P. Robinson in Ireland, and they connected me to you, and they assured me this is the Robinson that I need to speak with.
No, well, I'm sorry, but it's wrong. It's actually the wrong person.
Well, transfer me to the right person then, please.
Yeah, I don't have that. I can't do that.
Well,
I don't have his number.
Well, can you transfer me to the Belfast switch then?
No, I can't do that either.
What about the Illinois transfer station? Hello. I lost the patient. Alrighty then. Okay, that was that. Alright, so thank you, Nunu, for telling me very late what I'm fishing for ideas and like what's
seriously if he could.
I was like, I don't know what the scandal was, I'm just saying scandal, and Nunu's like typing and I'm waiting for him to hurry up and type what it is. It's apparently
what was it eventually? A cougar first lady.
Yeah. So who's P. Robinson? Is
it?
Is that the president of Ireland? The chancellor of Ireland? Whatever they call him? The grand drunk? Anyway, we're calling out Chicken.
Oh. Mommy, you miss me.
Mrs. Noss. No. Chicken Dinner House.
Wish you could hit me, don't you? You should call me Uncle. I understand. I'm backed by popular demand. That new CL. Outside of Popeyes, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, come holla at your uncle. I understand, I'm backed by popular.
You are now listening to the all-time.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello, is this the Chicken House?
Yes, sir, it is.
Listen, I'm not very happy with you. I was looking at this commercial here, and this television spot, and they're talking about things that they found in the chicken machine. And apparently they're accusing you of putting items in the chicken, preservatives, and a certain chemical here that deters African Americans.
Oh, really? Well, I apologize for that.
Why is there a Circle K on the food in the box? Why?
A Circle K?
Yes, and a slave ship.
Let me give you to my manager.
There's a slave ship design on the bottle.
Thanks for holding. What can I do
Listen,
for you?
Listen, you have a Circle K symbol on your chicken box and what seems to be a miniature depiction of a slave trade ship. Why?
Are you sure you're talking about the right place?
Absolutely. Television had it on and they've reported you folks as being a whole fiasco and additives in your chicken.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Our chicken boxes are white and there's nothing on them.
No, they're scrawled very small towards the bottom where there's a Circle K. Which stands for clan.
That's a good one, but as far as I know, there's nothing there.
It's just a white blank box. It says it stands for clan, is what they said. And there's a slave ship.
I've never seen that. There's nothing on our boxes.
Well, apparently, is there someone there who's drawing Circle K on it?
Not that I know of. Why would anybody draw anything on our box?
Because they're racist. Because they're racist and they're putting chemicals in the chicken.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate the information, though. Thank you.
Yeah, good to know. I don't know what I'm getting at. Fuck. Give me a second, folks. I'll be right back.
I called the Massachusetts State Police. I talked to
them. All right, everybody. We got a voicemail here from somewhere. Let's see what it is. Any second now, the fucker will play. Any second now, the fucking shit will play. Ah, never mind. I'll have to get back to it later. Any second now.
Hi, this is Deputy.
Anytime.
I just received a call regarding a Wanda Nelson, and stating that someone from this number has been calling and harassing her. I would really appreciate a call back as soon as possible. I work from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Callback number will be 7.
La 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 la.
Center, and they will be able to get a hold of me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Why was that?
That's the sheriff calling back on the stolen iPhone machine.
Oh, the sheriff. Oh, no.
I'm the sheriff. This is the sheriff. Wow, I got a nice bassy voice there all of a sudden. Hey, sound white. RBCB's cacti went down. The cacti is down, everybody. Breaking news here. He lost his boner. He lost his boner. Alright, anyway, it's code word for... It's code word that RBCB lost his boner. Sucks if you're trying to conceive. Alright, folks, let's continue on. The Crescent Townhouse. Hey, they're in Northern Ireland. Isn't that the place where a lot of car bombs are and they made that drink? He makes... beer and milk. Texas car bomb. Probably something not to bring up during the prank call.
Just a thought throwing that one out there. RBCP is fixing the software machine. Good. Listen, I lost my iPhone machine there.
What's that?
I lost my iPhone machine and I got a call from the sheriff himself. And he says that lady over there took the iPhone machine there that I had and has possession of it right now. So you give me all the information over this one immediately.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about, sir.
Look, there's a person who's staying there right now. And she has my iPhone. I left my iPhone there, my iPhone machine, and she took it. And she has possession of it. And I want you to, matter of fact, I want you to kick her out right now of the room and I want you to hold her credit card.
I'm very sorry, but I can't do that, sir.
Look, that's an unlocked iPhone. You need to put a hold on her credit card for $500 U.S.
What's her name?
Valente.
What's the name?
Valente. Damn it.
Valente?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm at the wrong hotel.
No. Listen, I spoke to the sheriff's office, and they gave me authorization that this is the correct place, and they transferred my call.
I'm sorry, this is the wrong hotel.
No. Listen. They tracked it down to this hotel. There's someone using my phone in this hotel. I have the GPS turned on it right now.
There's no one in the hotel.
What about, then maybe you have it, huh?
Why would I have it, sir?
Because if no one else is there except for you and my GPS tells me that it's right here at this hotel, then obviously you have it. How did you steal my cell phone and get it all the way to Ireland?
Well, that's a very good question because I've never been in the United States before.
Well, who sold it to you then? Tell me the truth. Was he black? Tell me the truth.
Oh, this is a very good wind-up, so it is.
No, who took it? Tell me. Just be honest with me. Tell me. You won't get in trouble if you tell me.
I don't have a clue what
you're talking about. I won't be mad. It's okay. You can tell me, honey. It's okay.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Is there a black man there?
Of course there isn't, no.
No? Of course there isn't. What's that supposed to mean?
No. We have no guests. So bad nature staying in the hotel tonight, sir.
You don't have any blacks there usually?
No.
No, why not?
Well, I don't know.
Is there not a lot of blacks in Ireland or something?
No, not really.
No? Why not? You gotta scare them out? Like
no.
The snakes? Like the snakes? Huh? Did you chase them out with chicken?
With a chicken?
Chicken, yeah, chicken. They like chicken.
Why would they do that?
Oh, because black people like chicken, you know?
They like chickens?
Yeah, they like chicken. Not eat chicken.
Well, why would you chase them out then, with chickens?
No, because, you know, they go after the chickens. They're hungry, they go after the chicken. I heard the black people in Ireland, you know that there was a fag that used the played the saxophone and all the snakes following him out of Ireland? You know what I'm talking about?
The Pied Piper?
Yeah, that guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Well, the snakes tasted like chicken, so then after the snakes left, then all the black people left, too.
That's like something.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You got any fears?
Have I got any fears?
Yeah.
Americans?
You got any fear of snakes?
No, they not.
You ever see a snake? You ever touch one?
Why would I?
No, it's fun to touch a snake.
I'm sure you can go and touch your own snake.
No, I mean like a real snake, not my penis or anything, but like, do you ever go to a serpentarium?
We don't have serpentariums over here.
No, why not?
Because they're not that popular.
I'm sure there's a snake over there. There's got to be a snake house.
Well, there's probably some snakes in the zoo.
Yeah? Well, there you go. We should make a... Me and you should open a serpentarium. Put snakes in there.
Otherwise, as I said, I don't really think they're that popular in Northern Ireland.
Are you just afraid of snakes? Maybe that's why, because you're afraid of snakes. You don't want to do it, right? Admit it, you're a chicken.
Why would it be a chicken?
Well, because you're afraid of snakes.
No, I just don't think there'd be that much business.
Well, there's no one else doing a serpentarium in Ireland, you just said, so let's open up the damn serpentarium.
I just don't think it'll be that popular.
I got rattlesnakes already. I got two rattlesnakes.
That's outstanding, so it is.
Yeah, you ever see a snake?
Of course I've seen a snake.
Yeah, what was it doing?
Hissing.
Yeah? It was hissing at you?
No, it wasn't hissing at me. It was on the television.
No, but I mean like in person. You ever see a snake in person?
A snake in a person?
No, a snake in person, like on your own. Like you're walking around and you see a snake machine.
A snake machine?
Yeah.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
You never seen a snake before in real life? You probably are scared, that's why.
No. See, we don't really live in a bit of a climate where there is lots of snakes about the place.
Yeah, but there's snakes around and you're so afraid of them that you won't go see them in person.
No, but we just got out over here.
Well, look, I think it's going to be the big thing. There's no snakes in Ireland. We'll open up a serpentarium there, like on one of the rooms.
Why don't you go to England? The English are sick.
No, I don't like England. Hello?
There's no one like England. I'm going to go to England. That's a good insult over there in Ireland, apparently. Why would you go to England? Like saying, why don't you go to hell? Alright. Ain't I clean? Bad machine. Super cool. Super mean. Feeling good for the man. Super fly. Here I stand. Secret stash. Heavy bread. Baddest bitches in the bed. I'm your pusher man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is the cuckold. Hello.
Who's this?
This is Valente. Is this the cuckold? Listen. Listen to me. I spoke to the operator, and I said I had to speak to... And they connected me to you. I'm calling from the United States Foreign Administration.
What do you want?
Excuse me?
What do you want?
I need you to confirm your phone number.
Look, it's the middle of the night. Go
yeah, I know, but you need to confirm your phone number, sir. I'm calling from the phone administration, and you're using an... Your phone has been traced as using an inordinate phone number. So confirm the phone number now.
No, I'm not.
Under the royal order, in the name of the Queen of England.
Go away, it's the middle of the night.
Listen, you jerk, you stupid.
I really am hungry. I gotta eat something, man. I gotta eat something. I can't hold it. I gotta eat.
Well, like Little Richard, Isaac Brothers, you know, Wilson Baker, Simon.
Okay. Thank you. Justin says, breaking news, NBA stadium evacuated over broken water pipe at the Grizzlies-Lakers. Oh, well, as long as it's not the Magic game, that's the game I'm watching. Big deal, broken water pipe, what's the big deal? So what, a water pipe breaks and they evacuate the stadium? Jesus Christ, is that for real? Let me check the old CNN.com, because Drudge Report's been sucking lately. They don't update shit on there. I thought it was just because of the holidays. I hear something weird. Alright, from the Drudge Report. What is it? Mystery object to whiz by Earth on Wednesday? Huh. When did this come out? Did you hear about this, guys? Tuck, Kogan, you know about a mystery object supposed to whiz by the Earth? What's this about? Oh, man.
Mystery object?
Yeah.
It has something to do with that guy that was prank called about a year and a half ago.
A mystery...
That UFO guy?
Uh-huh. Really? A mystery object from space is about to whiz close by Earth on Wednesday, won't hit our planet, but scientists are stumped by what exactly it is. Astronomers say it may be space junk, or it could be a tiny asteroid too small to cause damage, even if it hit. It's 33 to 50 feet wide at most. NASA says on Wednesday at 7:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will strike by, missing Earth by about 80,000 miles. That's far away. In the western United States, it may be bright enough to be seen with a good amateur telescope. Huh. And the story is dated 1:52 p.m. today. So, Kokini, what? The guy that was really rude to me that said he hated Americans, that guy, is that who you're talking about? That guy, what, predicted this or something?
Yeah, No. He's just involved in that big cover-up, that's all.
It's a big cover-up, according to him? Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah,
we're going to play it now. We've got to find out where that call is.
I don't want to care. Maybe it's that mothership that Louis Farrakhan used to always talk about, you know? There's a mothership up there with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all that. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the fucking race war is going to start. Fuck it. All right, cool. I'm on the right side. I'm on the colored side. And EFK saying it's a space peanut. Good point. So apparently the news came, and I'm so intrigued by this. On Friday, I think it was, of last week, the news stories starting hitting the waves about Leno being canceled at 10 o'clock. And they're going to, NBC wants to put Leno on from 11:30 to midnight, and then Conan's going to go midnight to 1, right? And then Jimmy Fallon.
Conan ain't moving.
No, Conan said no. Yeah, and fuck that. He shouldn't move, man. That's a fucking dick move. Fuck Jay Leno, just fucking retire, asshole. He had a shot. He retired.
Pussy out just because fucking Jay Leno. Fuck Jay Leno.
Yeah, what's the big fucking deal? And it's fucking NBC's fault in the first place. But they're gonna mess up. They're gonna bastardize the institution that the Tonight Show is. Man, the Tonight Show has a long and storied history. You know, you've got fucking Jay Leno, of course. And then, dude, I grew up watching Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was where it was at. I mean, I didn't grow up. It was on late, but on Friday nights...
Yeah, here, exactly.
On Friday nights, I used to stay up until 11:30. I could watch it when I was a little older and was like 8, 9 years old, you know? And on the holidays, sometimes I'd stay up late. I'd watch the Tonight Show with my granddad and stuff. We used to always have fun with that. Now they're going to come, they're going to move it. You know, no, they can't do that. And that's bullshit to Conan. Conan didn't get his shot. You know, I can't stand Leno. Leno fucking sucks. Sucks. Acid Pet says Conan is going to go to Fox. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, he was on one out last week, and it was like the lamest, weakest monologue.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's got like a story.
I haven't heard in God knows how long.
Right. Steve Allen, right? I've seen some of the Steve Allen stuff. He was, I mean, that's going back to like the 60s or 50s, I think. I think it might have been like the 50s that they started the Tonight Show, right? And there was some other dude, too, also, that I think they moved to daytime and shit. But yeah, I really hope it happens, to be honest with you. I hope that Leno or Conan... you know what? Conan's going to have to end up probably going to Fox or something. And I hope he beats the shit out of Leno in the ratings. I also hope that Letterman even beats Jay if he takes the Tonight Show or that time spot again. That would be awesome. But yeah, good for Conan saying, no, fuck that. We're not going to be a privy to that. Don't accept that shit. And Jimmy Fallon shouldn't have to deal with getting kicked out and getting moved around. Jimmy Fallon's show is pretty funny. I like Jimmy Fallon's show. I DVR it. And I watch it occasionally, and I see clips also and stuff. I like Jimmy Fallon's show. He's cool. He's a cool dude. And then nobody gives a fuck. Carson Daly, every once in a while I hear someone say, well, Carson Daly's arms are really fucked. He's going to be out altogether. I don't even know that old fuck. We're still doing the show. Who stays up that late? What time is it? Come on, 2 in the morning? I haven't stayed up that late, like, since I used to work the graveyard shift. I'd be getting home around the time, you know, Carson Daly was coming on.
I watch movies late night anyway. I don't even watch that stuff, really.
Yeah, I don't really. I stopped recording it because it kept filling up. I used to record Letterman and then and Conan. I used to DVR Letterman and Conan. And watch, I would skim through them, or if I heard it was, oh, so-and-so was on Letterman, it was a crazy interview, and I'd skim through it. And then when they did the switch, I couldn't only record two channels at once, and I couldn't just fill up that block. There's a lot of other shows that Athena likes that comes on at 11:30. And I couldn't record Letterman and Conan at the same time, so I just gave it up altogether. I figured if it's an important interview or something crazy that happens, it'll be on YouTube anyway, or Hulu, or NBC.com, or CBS.com, or whatever. You can see all that shit now. I mean, but I heard, and did NBC pull a lot of shit off of Hulu anyway? I heard about that. A lot of people complaining about that. That's some shit. Yes, but Conan is getting fucked over in this whole thing, and I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Mikey129 confirming, last call with Carson Daly is at 2 a.m. Morton Downey. That's right, Morton Downey was a fucking interesting show. I remember watching that. Remember he had Tiffany on there. Tiffany? That one singer bitch, Tiffany? Ended up becoming like a Playboy whore and all that. All right, we got a hotel in Qatar. Or Qatar, however you're supposed to pronounce it. Le Grand Hotel. Let's go ahead and call them about a man. What's the whole thing we say? One man, one room? No. One room. Fuck, what do we say? One something, one, two men. Bam.
The
cost
of this call is 26 cents per minute.
Holy shit, balls on a hand stick. How are they? Have it. Yes, hello. I may speak to a man, or do I have to speak to a woman?
Woman?
Okay, I want you to put me down for a reservation for two men in the same room at the same time.
Twin bed.
No. One bed for... One bed... No. One room, one bed, two men.
One room, one bed, one king-size bed, two men?
Yeah, together in a king-size bed.
It's not allowed, sir. Two men in a one king-size bed.
No, I'm totally doing it. I don't have a problem with it, and you don't have a problem with it either.
Sorry, sir, it's not allowed here.
Why not?
I said it's not allowed.
Why not? What's going to
happen? Two men in a one king size bed.
Well, we can't.
It could be one twin room. We cannot, sir.
No, but what can we?
We're not allowed that much.
Okay, so what if I take
twin bed, a twin room.
Listen.
Two bed in one room.
Damn it, listen. What if I take the beds and push them together after?
Sure.
Two beds, but then when we get the room, we're going to put the beds together. Shut up.
Yeah, they really got that thing. They're like one and one, two beds and two beds only. Fuck that. Fuck what you knew. We got another one in the sad area in Doha, Qatar. Yeah, but that is bullshit, man, about Conan, man. I won't.
Sad area.
I won't dwell on it any longer, but that's ass. That's ass. And apparently there was, what was it now? There was an earthquake, 7.0 in Haiti. Watch out.
Oh, damn.
Holy shit.
Hello. Beds, but then when we get the room, we're going to put the beds together.
We're going to put the beds together, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, thank you. I'm going to eat my sandwich. That was Hollywood. I was hoping it was Hollywood. Was I just talking to myself? Yeah, I think I was. Not bad.
Yeah, what was that? How did that happen?
I don't know. Some white guy calling in. Some white kid playing with the phone.
Excuse me?
An allegation has been received that the left one at the wrong time. You left one of the...
Some parcel for a card that was wrecked.
What?
Are you giving some parts of a car?
Yes. Do you need car parts?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Yeah, because he was looking at Craigslist. So when can he go and pick up some parts?
Well, what kind of parts does he need? Does he speak Spanish? Is that the problem? Is he an immigrant?
Well, yeah, he speaks just Spanish, huh?
Well, ask him what kind of part he needs for the car. What kind of car machine is it?
Que si, qué tipo de vehículo quiere las partes? He said for another Ford Mustang.
For another Ford Mustang?
Yeah.
All right, so I can only show my parts to you. So send the woman over to look up the parts, my parts.
What do you mean?
My private parts.
Chinga tu madre, pendejo. Esto.
She went all Mexican on me. Chinga tu madre, pendejo.
Oh, that's funny. Someone is apparently putting our number in Craigslist, and that's awesome.
I'm coming to see the parts.
I was wondering what was going on, yeah.
I don't know, I got a call on this lady talking about parts.
What's the ad say, you know?
I don't know. If you're going to do that, though, let me know before you do.
What was she asking for?
Someone put in an ad in Craigslist that we were giving away parts, car parts or something. Then the lady's call looking for car parts.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Hello.
I saw you were out on credits about the Mustang.
Uh-huh, you need the parts?
You say if I can't get the whole car, you still have it.
Yeah, well, it just depends on a few things. I mean, you want to trade or you just want the car, the whole thing?
I want the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I have a trailer, 16-foot trailer.
You're going to bring the trailer? Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Do you want to sit down in the car and take it for a spin? A little bit, drive with me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, if you want the car, you need to come down and we need to, you know, walk together. Hold hands and go in the car together, holding hands. And, you know, try the car for a little bit. If you like it, then, you know, maybe I'll, you know, you can have it. You want the? You need it for parts, or what do you want it for?
Well, I see some good parts like the tires and see what I can do.
Okay.
I have a steel trailer, 16 foot.
Yeah, all
so
right. You can sit in the car with me, and we'll listen to the radio for a little bit, and then you know, then I'll give it to you. But I want you to spend time with me first because I need to say goodbye to the car too.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. When can you come?
Tomorrow, anytime, just tell me what time and I'll be there.
Well, come. Can you come now? Because I'd like you to come now. I'm going to be in the car with no pants.
Okay, so.
Are you going to wear pants or? Are you going to wear pants or how are you going to do it?
Well, I have a teal trailer with a winch, so I can drag it to the trailer.
Uh huh. Okay. All right, I don't understand. You're going to put the car in the trailer?
On the trailer, so...
Mm-hmm. And you're going to take it where exactly?
To Apache Junction.
Are you going to break it up and stuff, or...?
Well, like... What I do is scrap the cars. So I want to take some parts and then scrap
it. Well, can you fix the car? I mean, look at it. What do you think? You look at the picture.
I don't think I'm gonna fix it. Just take what is good and then scrap it.
Okay, but let's sit. I want you to sit in the car with me for a little bit, and then we'll touch each other. We'll look at our private parts together, and then we'll talk about the car parts.
So.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen, someone said "pinche cabrón" or something over there. What's that?
So you want to get rid of the car?
No, you know what, I don't want to do business with you, okay?
Okay.
Because you sound a little ethnic to me. And I heard a rumor that you were going around stealing cars already. And I think, are you... Uh-huh.
I, you say you just want to get rid of the car, so I just want to help you. Or, so I'm just want to take that one out of your way, but mm-hmm. it's your car. It's still your car, so...
Yeah, but are you the person that did this to my car?
Hmm?
Let's go shove it up your ass, old man, all right? Get out the phone, stupid.
Pendejo. So apparently, it's in Phoenix. One of our listeners here, and dude, we're not upset at you. I just he's posted a link in the PLA forum and the PLA chat room, and I sent it over to the Madhouse room also. I got messages that the phone's gonna ring off the hook now with people looking for parts. Damn, I didn't know Craigslist was that popular. I don't really hang out on the Craigslist.
Oh, popular is a
collision.
Hi. I'm calling for the Mustang parts.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, you saw the Mustang?
Yeah.
Okay.
You still have them?
Well, you gotta have your own transportation to come pick it up. Some person came over and destroyed the car over here.
Oh, I can pick it up, but I can pick the whole thing up.
Yeah, so come fix it for me. Are you the person that came over here? I set it as a trap.
No.
No, somebody damaged my car, and I put it on I put it as a trap. This is a trap, sir. You're being trapped right now.
Okay, thanks,
sir. I don't know what to do with this.
I'm sucking. I'm flapping the wind. It's my fault. I'm getting great. Give me an idea here, folks, people, please. I don't want to just do a trap. I'm gonna talk about it here. I'm gonna meditate real quick. Let's play some of the voicemail we received on it. Let's see.
Yeah, my name's Josh Evans. I was trying to get a hold of Carlton. If you could return the call, the number 602-525-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-
Carlton. It says, wreck my Mustang, and this is what's left over. Come get a part you need or take it all. Call Carlton. It's got the Madhouse line. That's awesome. Whoever did that, kudos on you. Do another one. Come up with something. Just let me know before you do so I know what the calls are about. You got to help me out and come up with a premise, because if you just post it in there...
Ask them for something in trade.
Yeah, true. True. What else could we have? That's funny. It's a funny
bit. Thing that you can come up with.
That guy's.
He did trip you up. Is what he did.
The guy's brilliant. Whoever posted this.
Yeah, my name is Dustin. I'm calling about the wrecked Mustang. Give me a call at Floyd.
La 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 la. All right, cool. Yeah, there's another voicemail. Wow, they're coming in left and right. Let's see if there's any more. People just sitting there watching. Is it? I got a text message here. You still have Mustang, Christopher? Where can I get parts? Car and Christopher. I'm gonna text it back. Yeah, I have the. Car machine still. Are you interested? Get it off. I'm thinking I could just say that I stole the car like that. I don't know who's the car. I don't know who the owner is. I'm gonna say I'm with a valet and that I parked the valet car and something ran over it. Let's say a bus ran over it and we're trying to get rid of it so we can claim it as stolen before people come. Oh man. Carlito says, accuse someone of being Wayne until they die. Interesting. That's crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, I want to trade for a working Escalade Hollywood Vine. I'm sure that's going to fly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure, I'll trade you. You got a BMW there. All right, see if anybody else calls. I love it. That's awesome. Bus not included. Yes, definitely. Space Bio. Biso. Space Biso. Is saying more Craigslist, just please. But not too many at once. We'll do one at a time. When it slows down like this one is now, then we'll post another one. Definitely. I like it. Ask him if it's okay if the car has a dead body or drugs in it. Here we go. We have a winner. It's Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton, what year is your Mustang?
I'm sorry? You're calling about the Mustang?
Uh-huh.
You're calling about what now, the Mustang?
Yes.
Oh, you saw it. Oh, yeah. Let me look at the papers here for you. Give me a second, all right?
Okay.
It's a 2000 Mustang.
2000?
Yes.
Where can I see it?
Well, honestly, if you can get here as quick as possible, because I'm trying to get rid of it before the owner comes around. See, we're the valet company. We're at the Buca di Beppo. We do valet parking, and this bus ran over the back of it. Or the front of it, the back of the bus ran over it, and so we're trying to get rid of it before this person comes to claim the car. So we just claim it's stolen, you see.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, but it's yours. You can have it, definitely. I mean.
Okay.
We're just going to claim it as stolen.
Okay.
Do you have a trailer, or?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Kissel over there.
He's
in trouble with
that.
Nunes is a 36 Mustang. Yeah, right. Yeah, I can give her a 36 Shelby. 36 Mustang? Wait a minute. I don't think there were any 36 Mustangs. Now I get it. Wow, Nuna, you're pretty smart. All right, Grishnap's saying to send him on to Denny's. Okay, good deal, good deal. Okay, you got it. All right, and he sent me a link to the map. Thank you, sir. If that's you, Grishnap, that's doing it. Let's do another one, man. Come on, come on, come up with something. Lickety-split. All right, good, we got... But make it a different car, so I know based on the car they're talking about which one ad it is.
Carlton.
Hey, Carlton, I'm calling about your ad on Craigslist.
Oh, yes, the Mustang, yeah. Did you want to come pick it up?
Yeah, is it just a big pile of parts that needs to be removed?
Well, basically, it's the car. It's they left it here for valet, and then we need you to come pick it up. Just get it out of here.
So it's a joke?
No, it's a car. It was valet. It got backed over, and we're trying to get it out of the parking lot. It's unclaimed.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, there's no title or anything like that?
Well, we don't know. We're just trying to get it out of here, trying to get it off the hands.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. You have a trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here at the Denny's. Myself and my African-American friend.
What's that?
Myself and my African-American friend who just happens to be holding a pillow sack, but I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay, dude, I'll talk to you later.
I got a bag full of quarters for you.
Bag full of quarters. Yeah, I was in Miami once walking on South Beach with my ex-girlfriend, and this kid approached us and said, hey, do you want to buy some stuff? I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, maybe your girlfriend wants to buy. What do you got? I got some makeup and candy. I'm like, no thanks. Apparently he had stolen a purse and was trying to sell the makeup and the shit out of it to get some money, probably get a fix. Gotta love Miami. Excuse me. Alright, I'll try not to kill him with that stolen thing at the beginning here.
Hello, this is Carlton. Hello, this is Carlton. Hello.
Nope. Alright. Grishnev says, tell him to come pick it up, give him the address at the Denny's. Alright, cool. So we can just get him to show up at the Denny's. Now we could call the Denny's and follow up. I'm going to say I work at the Denny's. I go inside of the Denny's and ask for so-and-so.
I used to live near Bull Market.
Yeah?
And there were guys that were like trying to sell you off like hams,
ladies'
dresses, and caller IDs.
I got to call the Denny's to get the contact for someone there.
This is Carlton.
Yeah, do you still have the Mustang, bro?
Yeah, the Mustang, yeah. You got to come pick it up, though.
Yeah?
You got a wrecker, or are you going to come pick it up?
My buddy drives one of those, what do they call the things that they pick up cars when they're broken.
A car machine?
Yeah, the ones that the flatbed?
Yeah, the one that goes like that. It goes like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that shit. Yeah, I used to drive one of those back in the service.
Yeah, my boy has one of those.
Oh, yeah, your boy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, your boyfriend. Yeah, you going to come down with him?
Yeah.
All right, cool. You need the address?
Yeah.
All right, said.
Okay.
All right, Winkin, you got to be here as soon as... I mean, I got to get this shit out of here. They're going to give me a $1,000 fine every morning that they come by and the fucking thing is here. They put me a fine.
Yeah?
I go, fuck that shit. I'm getting it out of here. I don't give a fuck. No.
Yeah.
Come down with the wrecker. I mean, how soon can you be here? So I let them know. I got
to
let...
Oh, well, I was thinking of going tomorrow, bro, to be honest.
Fuck. When tomorrow?
But you know what? Let me call my buddy up, and then I'll give you a call back.
All right, you do that, buddy. I'll be here.
All right.
Call me back tonight, though, right? I got to get rid of this shit.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
All right, cool. This is awesome. I'm just going to start sending all the records. Let's call that Denny's real quick and ask for a name. I'll get a name here.
Get all these people to show up at a certain time and then phone the
Denny's
when they all show up.
I'll just have them show up when they do. And tell them just go inside and ask for it. Yeah, I work at the Denny's.
Or just have him go to Denny's. Who cares? Just have him show up. It's a bunch of records just showing up in that fucking place all day, tonight, tomorrow. Yeah, sure. Come on down.
I'll just plug up their parking lot with tow trucks and stuff.
I love it. I love it. Great idea. Okay, hopefully more of those come in. And we could even choose another vehicle to give out. That's funny. The first one was great. I had no idea what was going on. The lady cursed me out in Spanish. She called me pinche cabrón. Didn't she say that? Pinche cabrón. Fucker. That's fighting words in Mexico, man.
Anyway, we'd like to do a slow blues here. If it's all right. We'd like to do a thing called a Lonesome Train. We can call that for right now.
Needless to say, it's greedy to get them a car if they fancy a bum. Good idea.
Hear my train a-coming. Yes, I hear my train
Carlton.
Hey, Carlton.
Yes, sir.
You still got a Mustang?
Yeah, the Mustang is here. We got to, dude, they're fining me $500 every day that they come by and they see it's still here. We got to get it out as soon as I can, man.
Where's it at?
We're on 7th. 7th, yeah.
727?
Yeah.
In Gilbert?
No, and on Phoenix.
Right.
Yeah.
The
Dad's
in Gilbert.
To North 7.
Right down there. North
7th. Yeah, 7th Street.
Right. 7th Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You got it. I mean, we're not going to take it. You got to come. You got a wrecker, or how are you going to come pick it up?
Yeah, I got a tow truck.
All right, so you're going to come down? When are you going to come down? I need to get out of here as soon as possible.
I'll come right now.
All right.
2 North 7th Street.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I hope he...
Okay.
Shit. Fuck, I lost him. I got to be more convincing when I do this. We got another voicemail here, too. Let's see. I got to call the ones that leave a voicemail.
Hi, I'm calling this number. It was left on Craigslist for Ford Mustang. It's wrecked. This is a real place. They're getting rid of this car. Please give me a call back if...
No, la, 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 la.
Thank you.
All right, let's call him back then. I should be able to just click on it, and yeah, look at that. God, I got a Google voice. It's awesome.
Awesome!
Yes, hello?
Yeah, this is Carlton. Did you call?
Yes, I was calling about your free car.
Yeah, we're getting fined $500 every day that it's here. We just found out, and they're going to come by tomorrow morning. We need to get it out as soon as we can. I don't. Do you have a wrecker?
Yes, I have a trailer and everything. I can come pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can come as soon as possible.
Well, yeah, I would definitely appreciate it. I mean, as long as you can get it out of here, like I said, no questions asked. How soon can you be here, as a matter of fact? Because
soon as possible. As soon as you want me down there, I can be there.
All right, well, fine. Well, come on down. Do you need the address, and I'm presuming?
You want me to come down right now, then?
Well, yeah, as soon as you can. I mean, we need to get out of here tonight.
Give me the address, please.
2 North 7.
North
7.
And that's Gilbert, Arizona?
Right.
Okay. North 7th Avenue.
Right.
7th. Okay. I'll give you a call. I'm going to get my trailer on right now, and I'll be headed that way right now. I'm coming from downtown Phoenix.
All right, sure. Whatever. Just give me a call. I'm here waiting. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Holy fuck, this is fun. Alright, see if we got any more here. Nothing yet, alright? We got another one here. Actually, I gotta make sure that these aren't ones we already talked to, though. It's a 480 area code. Superstition Apache Junction. What kind of place is that? So it's Gilbert then? Alright, I'll make sure. Alright. Make a note of that, note to self. That is Gilbert.
Send me a couple addresses for Gilbert.
Alright, cool. I say we get him, just get him to show up at the Denny's. Fucking party at Denny's. I think I should just say it is the Denny's. Yeah, we're here at the Denny's.
Three of them, though.
There's three of them. Well, I got the address already for the Denny's. I got
it. Yeah, there's three.
Yeah, well, I got the address in Gilbert. Yeah, well, send that in. Right. Yeah. Yeah, let me call and get a name. And the next person that calls, I'm going to say, yeah, when you get here, I'm the owner. I got to get a man's name, though. Hang on. Sorry for the lag here. I'm just trying to coordinate this as best as possible. We have numbers from Lonesome Loser here also to get to. Lonesome Loser, this is the next one. We can set it up, find a webcam, and send all the people to the location where the live webcam is located. Good idea, that's right. We gotta do this in a town that's got a live webcam where we can see people coming into the store. And so, yeah, come in and ask for so-and-so, such-and-such. Alright, hang on. All the fucking Denny's, hopefully it works. There it goes.
Spess asking if she should buy 50 pink flamingos for $80. That's a lot of flamingos. Yeah, listen, I have just some information here for myself. Is there a male manager there that I might have been working with?
Yes, there is.
Who was that exactly? I would like to give
Jason?
Him a call. Who?
Yeah, he's right here.
Who was it?
Hold on one second.
No, who right was here. His name?
Jason.
Jason, okay. Go ahead, please.
Jason.
Hi, Jason. You're the manager there?
At the moment, yeah.
Great. Jason, I just want to thank you. I had a great, I had a good experience there. Probably the best time I ever had at Denny's. I thought I would never go back. I just want to, on your behalf, just congratulate the staff, okay?
Oh, well, fantastic. When were you in?
Just a few hours ago. I don't know if you were there at the time or not, but I don't really remember who my server was, but I had a great time. Kudos to you guys, Jason.
Well, fine. Thank you. I'm right here.
Okay, Jason. Take it easy.
Thank you. Can I get a name from you?
Yeah, this is, This is Carlton.
I'm sorry?
Carlton. Yeah.
All right, Carlton, I'll make a note of it. Thanks.
All right, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, good. So from now on, whenever anybody calls for the Mustang, we're going to tell them to ask for it. You know, this is Carlton. No, what is it? Yeah, they're going to be calling for Carlton. I say, yeah, ask for Jason at the front. Yeah, but that's the problem, though. Yeah, I'm saying my name is Carlton. Who cares? We'll figure it out. We'll just sell Master Jason at the front desk. All right, folks. We'll have more of those. Let me update that here again. Here we go. This guy's texting out the ass. What, Christopher? Where is it at, Christopher? You still have Mustang, Christopher? This guy's really desperate for the Mustang. What's the place called again? What's the town called? Not Phoenix. What's it called?
Gilbert.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Christopher.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, not bad, man. You got any way to come pick up this Mustang?
You mean talk about the whole car?
Yeah, we just want to get parts off of it?
I could.
No, I'm trying to get it out of here. No, I got to get it out of here, man. You got a wrecker or something? You want to come look at it? It's yours. If you want to get some parts off it, just take it right off if you want.
Yeah, I could probably get something. I mean, pretty much I could probably just have to take whatever you can get off it, pretty much just take it to the scrap yard and just,
get $400-$500
off it. That's about it.
Are you coming tonight or when?
I'm probably not till tomorrow.
All right, cool. You want the address?
Yeah, hey, are you all right? Were you in the car when you had the accident?
No, someone did that, and there was no one in the car. We got lucky.
Heck, that's pretty bad.
I was too far on the fucking train tracks and I saw the train coming, couldn't go back, couldn't go forward, we jumped out of the car and bam.
Oh,
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. Train's fine.
Are the seats or anything good in it?
Are the what?
The seats.
The seats are good. One of them is kind of hanging out there, but this should be good. Those are all good. Nice leather. Smells good. I kept a clean armor on and everything.
Yeah, because I was pretty much probably maybe in... I mean, the back wheels, are they still good or not?
Yeah, the back wheels are good. The front wheels are kind of fucked up. You can have those for spares. You can have the distributor cap, too, if you want. All that shit.
All right.
North 7th and Gilbert.
That's like, where you at? Like, Gilbert, I mean, what's the main cross street?
With the fucking, what's that road? Campbellback and 7th at the...
The car is there?
Yeah, it's in the parking lot here. We left it here. I'm the owner's son. You gotta ask for Jason when you come in. Just, you know, you can just grab the parts. I don't think no one's gonna say anything.
The car's on 7th Street in Campbellback?
Yeah, it's at the parking lot. My dad's parking lot.
7th Street in Campbellback?
Yeah.
That's it. Alright.
Alright, so, what? He's like, yeah, right.
Yeah, he ain't gonna fall for it, little fucker. Smart little monkey, him. People are on to it. Sometimes they heard about Facebook scams. Alright, let's call New Zealand, and we have...
be sure you're reading New News,
I'm upgrading to a space car. Say the car is 9 years old. It must be about a 2009 model. Pretend to be in the year 2018. If they question it, accuse them of calling the wrong year on their phone machine.
Carlton.
Yeah, bro.
Hey.
I called you on earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. My boy hasn't answered me. I've been calling him.
I don't know, man.
Is there any way that I could chop that car up, bro?
It's here in the parking lot. I mean, if you think you can do it, but it's got to be at night. I mean, you got to get this shit out of here. It's got to get...
Yeah. So like, if I took a torch and chopped it right down the middle and threw it in the back of my truck,
yeah.
Would it matter to you?
No, that's fine with me. I mean, if it's safe. I mean, you got to get the gas out of it or something?
Yeah. It's pretty much safe, bro.
All right. Well, when can you be here?
Well, let me ask my dad to see what he says.
All right, you got the address, right?
Yeah.
And when you get here, just ask for Jason at the desk, and they'll make sure that everything's okay, all right? You know?
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, pisser, he is desperate. He wants to chop it down the middle.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
He said he might have time tomorrow, though, dude. Tomorrow, that's the thing, too.
Yeah, but I get another fine, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that either. If it was up to me, if I had that shit, I had the fucking truck right now, dude, I would fucking go take it right now.
Yeah, well, if you want to come tomorrow, that's cool. You can be here in the morning or when?
Yeah, in the morning, bro.
All right, well, come and then just make sure you talk to Jason, because I probably won't be here in the morning. Just let Jason know that Carlton sent you for the car. It'd be cool. I'll leave a note. What's your name?
Omar.
All right, Omar. I got your number, too. All right, Omar, I'll leave the note with Jason. Just, you know, I'll let him know Omar's coming in. Just come in, say you're Omar about the car, and go ahead. Just make sure they don't think there's fucking some crazy shit going on, all right?
Yeah.
You got the address, right?
Yeah, bro.
All right, bro.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Yep.
Alright, cool. He's going to be coming in the morning. Let's see then. No, I see it down. Yeah, it doesn't appear that Craigslist. I don't know much of Craigslist. This was the author that did it. I don't know. Alrighty. Someone else in Texas? Or with a Texas area code? Said they saw the car on Craigslist. All right, let's give him a call. I'm a little nervous there. I don't want to do it. All right, let me see here. Someone's posting a new link. Let's see if this is the same one. Mustang part. That's so funny. What are you giving away? There's nothing left. You really think that someone would go pick up junk? What? What? That's funny. Someone's posting in response to it. That's funny. A lot of people apparently are calling in to pick it up, you dumb shit. I know you're not listening to the show, but still. Anyway, getting back to that other number I was going to dial instead.
Yeah, we gotta plan this right next time. We're gonna have like two or three of them going. Make a whole show out of it.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Carlton. You texted me?
No.
No? You said about the car. You want the Mustang or what?
I must have texted the wrong thing.
It was about the Mustang.
Oh, I must have typed the wrong thing. Whatever. Prick. Nina says do the 2018. You're right. I know. I got it. Just a moment, ladies. Another one. Hello.
Hi, this is Austin. I'm coming to pick up that car.
Okay.
Your wreck car right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I tried to put the 7th in my GPS and it won't work. It's the number 7?
Yeah, 5002 North 7th.
North 7th.
What town is that?
Yeah, I'm trying to put it in my GPS right now and it won't take it.
I don't know.
Just give me directions there.
Well, you know the D's. I'm not from around here normally. I'm visiting my dad.
Oh, okay.
So the parking lot is at the D's. Yeah.
What cross streets?
It was 7th and Camelback.
7th and Camelback?
Yeah.
So that's not Gilbert, that's Phoenix.
Yeah, Gilbert.
It's in Gilbert, Arizona?
Yeah.
On 7th Avenue and Camelback, that's Phoenix.
Dude, whatever it is, it's the cars here at the D's.
Is that the
D's? Yeah, D's.
On 7th Avenue and Camelback?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to be able to take it, right? Are you taking parts or are you going to take the whole thing? Because if it stays for another...
I'll take the whole thing.
They're going to fine us another $500, man.
No, I'll be able to take the whole thing. I'll be leaving right now.
Okay. All right, man. Well, you come just... If ask for a car, and if I'm not there, ask for Jason. One of us will be able to just say you're here for the car. What was your name?
Austin.
All right, I got you down, Austin. Just say you're Austin about the car, and we'll show you where it is. It's right in the front. It's on the side. You'll be able to see it.
Okay, it's on 7th Avenue and Camelback. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right, see ya.
I'm headed there right now.
Okay, bye.
So fuck it. Is it fucking Phoenix or Camel or whatever? Phoenix or whatever. Whatever, Greer. Gilbert. Grishnev says Gilbert was in the ad. All right, so it is Phoenix. Okay, all right, well, confirmation. Make sure we know that. Confirmation. Understood. Got a text message from Tampa saying, hey, sexy. Apparently someone's posting in the sex chat rooms again. Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to say, hey, babe, what's up? This is quite awesome. I love this. Hello.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, I was going to ask you. My boy got the trailer, and he told me, yeah, but... You don't have nothing to lift it up with. You wouldn't have a forklift around there, would you?
Yeah, I don't know if we could... I mean, was that going to work? Will it get damaged or something? Or
Well, this is what you could do. We could lift it with the jack in the front, and then you could put the forklift under it, right in the center, and just lift it up.
And then push it in, kind of like that, or back the trailer back, I guess.
Yeah, you lift it up and then back the trailer up and just put it down.
Yeah, I can get Jason to get the forklift out of the back. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, sure. All right, I'll let him know.
Okay. So we'll be there tomorrow, bro, early in the morning.
Okay. All right, man.
What time do you guys open?
Well, you can come at any time, 6 o'clock and later. It's good.
Okay. What was I gonna tell you? Is the car completely together, like in the picture?
Yeah, it's still together. It's just all fucked up to hell.
Yeah. So it's still got the motor and everything?
Yeah, that's fine. But look, as long as we don't get in trouble for the forklift, I don't want my boss coming. You know how to drive, you can use a forklift?
Yeah, my buddy knows how to drive a forklift. He uses that shit all the time.
Straight, yeah. We got the one that goes, meh, you know, like that?
Meh, yeah.
Meh, like that, yeah, that one.
Meh. Okay, bro, I'll give you a call, like maybe around 7. Is that cool? Okay with you?
Sure, man. All right, I'll talk to you then.
All right, then.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Try to get here. Yeah, 7, because you get it. You think maybe by 8 you can get it out of here, and then I don't think they're going to come by until like 9 or 10 to check it.
Okay, so they come around 9 or 10 to give you to check it?
Probably like around,
they give you the fine?
Yeah, it's lazy fucking liberals come around 10 and shit, yeah.
Why do they give you a fine, though?
Because it's not insurance, and it's all broken. You're not supposed to have broken cars in this commercial zone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I got into a fight. They sent an officer down here and everything. I got so angry at the state. Yeah, I called the state. I said, "You motherfucker like that. You motherfucker like that," and everything. And some of them a bitch. Yeah, some of them a bitch. I said, "Lady too," and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit though, because they shouldn't even be worrying about that unless it's on the main street.
Yeah, well, it's in the main. It's at a pretty big intersection, so.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, we'll be there as soon as possible. If I can get there, I'll talk to my buddy, see what time he wants to go. If he can go at 6 in the morning, we'll be there, bro. All
right, well, yeah, we're here, man.
All right, then, bro.
All right, talk to you then. Bye.
Whatever, get off already, kid. The kid's like, Jesus. All right, Chick Hughes sending in, "Hey, I'm 24 single in town for an interview." Huh? Really? We got what? Oh yeah, look, hey, 10-4, all right, good. He posted in Chicago, 24 single in town for an interview and horny as hell, staying downtown, and has our number, you know, in the Craigslist style, spelled out 407-459-4534. Harry, only available until midnight. I love it. Let me share that with the other chat room. That's probably the first person calling in about it. Yeah, but how am I going to... I'm a guy. You can't do that to me, man. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Carlton.
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, I was supposed to be coming to pick up this car.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got...
Where's it at?
You got the address?
Yeah, which one did you give me?
Yeah, it's on the side. 5002. Just come inside. Tell Jason you're here for the car. He'll tell you where it is. Yeah, just tell Jason, he'll let you know. Just tell him, you know, if I'm not, I might be at the front there, but I'm with a customer right now.
Okay, I didn't see any car there, I'll look it up.
It's on the side, but just that Jason knows where it is, he's sure. I'm dealing with the shift manager right now, and he's giving me a fucking hard time. Again! Alright, look, I'll call you back, alright?
Yep.
He's already knows, like, yep. So we already got one person there already. This is how many wreckers are going to show up? I think half of Phoenix, the wreckers in Phoenix are going to be there. Yeah, that's a good idea about the chick, but the only problem is I can't, they're not going to know if they're calling for that ad up top. They're going to hear a dude, they're going to hang up. That's funny though, nice pick too, man, good work. Good fucking work, alright, cool. Shit. Alright, continuing on, we got 30 minutes left to show. Let's try to make it as best as we can. Reload the, Someone sent me a text. Do I like black guys? Hey, baby, what's up? Am I still looking in Iowa? Someone in Columbus asking if I like black guys also. Someone in Tampa. Saw you Craigslist interested. I'm here on business 2 in downtown hotel. You got Yahoo Messenger.
Hello. Hey, I was calling about, your ad on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
Did
anybody call for the tickets yet?
No, not yet. I mean, are you interested?
Yeah, I'm totally interested.
All right, cool. So, I mean, what's your name, first of all?
Chris.
All right, Chris, give me a second. When did you want to come to pick those up?
When can I pick them up? It doesn't matter, anytime.
You can come now if you want. I mean...
Right now? Where do you live?
You know, Chris, are you one of those scammers or something?
No, I am not.
Okay.
I go to college here at MSU, and I live right in Mankato.
Okay, all right. You're not looking for any trouble, right? Because I had shit from one person once.
Oh, no, I'm not a scammer or anything.
Yeah, you know, I think the tickets are gone, man.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I think they're gone. I don't think this is the right thing to do.
Okay.
Alright, bye. What fucking tickets? So tell me what the tickets are first, at least, for God's sake. What are the guys really excited? Why are they fucking... What are they? Tickets. I need an idea. Minnesota, this guy says. Acid Pez. Tickets. Yes, tickets before what, brother? Alright, Grishnap says to the angry and the angry boy for getting cheating on. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea, of course. I'll answer the phone and say, yeah, you know, someone's been calling my old lady. Yeah. Wow, the texts are blowing up to the madhouse line. Hey, you real? I'm Eric, 28, good looking, hit me back. Jesus Christ, you're fucking going crazy. This is an awesome use of the madhouse line. I love this. This is so what we gotta do more often here. Oh, man. I hope Lonesome Loser's okay with this. And please, someone tell me what the tickets are, for God's sake. Work with me here. Hello. Hello. See, that's a guy looking for the girl. Jesus. Columbus, Ohio, asking if I can accept pics on my phone. God damn it. Oh, man. All right. Let's call the black guy. Actually, it looks like for some reason, it looks like my Google Voice is crashing. I'm trying to send messages, and it's just... Oh, man. There was an error with my request. Oh, shit. This does not bode well. This is gonna... Hello? Hello? Yeah, it's this guy is calling for the girl. It's this chick's calling for the dude. Excuse me. I had some pork rinds, man. I'm tasting them. Coming back up on me. Alright, so the tickets are from Acid... Acid Pez apparently posted the tickets. Got it. Alright, now I'm seeing this. Two free 3 days grace tickets to a good home. What is 3 days grace? Tuck, Coke, any idea? I've never heard of them. Two free tickets going out of town for work and nobody will buy. Row 15, seats 7 and 8. This is very well thought out, people. At the Verizon Wireless Center.
No idea where that
is. Where is the Verizon Wireless Center? They look like a bunch of gays. I expect these to go quickly. Call quick. Hello.
Hey, this is Carlton?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, I saw your posting on Craigslist for two free 3 days race tickets.
Oh, the tickets, yeah. Cool? Yeah, man, I got a family emergency. I gotta go out.
They gotta go out?
Yeah.
So get rid of them, then?
Yeah, I gotta get rid of them, yeah.
Oh, so you're giving away for free, then, or what?
Oh, yeah, what, I mean, but, I yeah, but you gotta, I mean, when can you come by tomorrow to get them, or what?
Yeah, tomorrow works, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Whatever works for me. Or all
right.
Works for you, actually.
Yeah, totally. All right, cool. Yeah, they're yours, man. What's your name?
I'm Tyler.
All right, Tyler. All right, you got it, man. All right, I'm going to hold them for you. T-Y-L-E-R, right?
Yep, and can I get directions, or?
Tyler. Okay. All right, Tyler, man. I'd say around 8. Be best.
8 tomorrow night?
Yeah. All right, see you then, man.
Hey, I got someone to get it.
Tyler's going to get it. Yeah, all right, cool. I need to find out. The caller's accent is kind of Canadian, eh? I'll think about it. Haiti was hit by the largest earthquake in over 200 years. Christ, the phone is blowing up now. Someone in Rockford, Illinois, asking if I'm real.
All right, let's see.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling about the ad you posted on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
What parts do you have for the Mustang?
It's what you see there, man. It got hit by a train. I jumped out the last minute before the train hit the front. I thought it was going to miss, but, man, it was coming close. I didn't want to take a chance. Had I stayed in it,
yeah,
choked my balls right off, man.
So I could take the whole car if I wanted?
Yeah, if you need it, yeah. Well, the thing is just, I mean, if you got to have a record, because I can't have people coming down here taking bits and pieces there. Can you take the whole thing, and when can you do it?
Yeah. Probably, like, I need a tow truck to take it, huh?
Yeah, because listen. I'm getting fined $500 a day, and I'm trying not to get the next fine, because they're going to bump it up to $1,000 a day if I don't get it back in time.
Oh, okay. Probably tomorrow or something?
Like, what time? It's got to be early, like morning, at least?
I don't know, it's because I work nights
You gotta wake up, man. You just gotta wake up and come and get it, man. No one is calling. No one wants it. I had one guy call in. He wasn't too interested. I don't know. He sounded like he was playing with me.
What kind of Mustang is it?
It's a 2009 Mustang. It's about 9 years old.
2000. All right. Yeah, because that's the same year mine is.
Yeah. Yes. So it's about 9 years old. You got a 2009 also?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it 9 years ago, new.
Yeah. Probably. If I can't do it tomorrow, because I don't. Tomorrow, I get out like about 5 a.m.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And I don't work on Thursday. Thursday I have off, so I could do it on Thursday.
Thursday. No. I don't know. Now forget it. Call back, and if it's still around, it's still around. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Jesus Christ! What dumbass? Okay. Yeah. Stupid, don't you hear me? What I'm saying, that it's a fucking 9-year-old car from 2009? The black guy is trying to send pictures. And I'm sending him back, I'm a call. We're going to call a black guy who thinks he's sending pics to a girl. We got to come up with a girl's name also, but I'm going to be the angry boyfriend catching his cheating wife. The Mustang pics are back up. The in Phoenix, the Mustang we're giving away. Oh, fuck. The space car. And he says we got to mention we're putting in a space car, is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I was supposed to get that car?
Yeah.
That guy Jason doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there's a car here.
Where?
At the D's.
No, it's not that D's.
Well, on the side, you should see the car. The two wheels are on the side, and then the car is wrecked up. It got hit by the train.
Okay, there's not one there.
Which cities are you at? Did you put in your Jeep?
7th Street and Camelback.
2201 West Camelback Road.
You told us 5002.
I said, now, wait a minute now. I said it was on Camelback.
Yeah, at 7th Street.
5002 North 7th.
I would keep going down until you see you're in East Camelback. I will say you keep going down until you get the West Camelback.
Okay, there is no Chinese at 42nd Avenue.
Not 42nd, sir. Past night, like 19th.
Okay, there's no Chinese at 19th either.
Well, it's past 19th on West Camelback.
There's no down through there.
You know, forget it. If you're not going to be serious, if you can't take the car, just tell me you can't take the car.
You understand who this is?
If you can't take the car, just forget it. Forget it if you can't take the car. Stop wasting my time.
I am Detective Andrews, and I'm not going to forget about it, and I'm going to prosecute unless we can figure out what the deal is.
Okay, that's nice. I have someone else calling in for the car. Thank you, sir.
No, not thank you. This number will be traced.
Trace my dick. Detective Andrews. Never heard of him before. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
You don't need to hang up on me.
Oh, really? I don't need to hang up on you. All right, let me call him back and ask him why I don't need to hang up. Hello. Hello. Well, that was a masturbating man. Jeez, I can't put the phone down for more than a second. People just call in. All right, let's try the Do You Like Black Guys guy. And engage.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Huh?
This is Mark.
No.
Why you texting to my girl like that, man? Huh?
I felt like it. I felt like it.
What's this picture sending? What's this about?
No, don't worry about it.
Look, Mara doesn't like black guys, all right? Don't worry about it. You're a little out of her league, boy. All right? Okay?
Oh, is that sure?
Just stick to your race, okay? And don't call.
Oh, really?
And don't call here again.
Oh, really? For people from Canada?
Don't,
oh, really?
Don't text people anymore, please.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't
really?
Don't text
them. What are you
going to do? What?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have a trace. I will trace this call. I'm Detective Andrews.
Go ahead. Do it.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead, trace it. Oh, man, that was a great trace.
I bet it was, faggot.
Excellent.
Okay, faggot, as they like to say. What happened to Milkman? Milkman said he was going to call being a show late. He didn't fucking come in nothing. That fuck.
Okay, faggot!
Alright, what else we got here? Detective Andrews. Yeah, what the fuck is Detective? Someone else is talking to me as Detective Andrews. We got two new voicemails while we did that call. Jesus Christ. We're up to 23 in the inbox. Yeah, I love Google the text interpretation. And all these calls have been recourse. I am Detective Vendors, and I will have a foliage in contact. This is no number. That's what it says this is. Hang on, let's hear it.
And all of these calls have been recorded. I am Detective Vendors, and I will have a field agent contact this known number.
A phone agent. Oh, my God. Everybody, a phone agent, probably from AT&T.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
All right. Get a call from Jeff.
Hi, this is Jeff. I was calling about the offering part. You can reach me at...
La, la, la.
8294, thank you.
All right, cool, Jeff. Listen to this first. Hello.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong number.
Who is this? Why are you calling my wife? Busted. At least he said something. At least he said, I'm sorry. He didn't just hang up like most of them did.
I just shit his pants.
I'm sorry. I just had a black buzzer. Yeah, who did? Motherfucker, I don't play.
Who did?
Hello? Hello? Hello. They just hang up. They just hang up, bitches. Let me try to call back. Let me see some of these received calls. The last one was in Tampa. Oh, that's the guy in business from Tampa, right? Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, did you were you texting my wife?
No.
Are you the guy that sent her this dress and these, all these items, the movies and the pictures a few weeks ago that I found that
no,
she doesn't know
all.
That I know about?
No, not at all.
Well, I'm tracing this number, and I think you're the man that my wife is sleeping with, aren't you?
Not really.
You're the guy from Tampa that's from out of town, right?
No, I'm really not.
What's your name?
I'm really not. You must have the wrong number.
Listen, I'm going to tell you who, and I will have this call traced. And I will I'm going to speak to the Hillsborough Police Department, and I know people in the Pinellas County City
That's
Council.
Fine, but you got the wrong person.
Yeah.
I'm not,
well,
I'm
no,
not
I got to hear that you called my wife, and you're the person who's cheating with my wife. And as far as I know, that's illegal to cheat on your husband and your wife.
You got the wrong person. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you'll be here. You know what? Call a lawyer. I'll pray for you tonight. Whatever. I don't want to do with that guy. Digital says to make it a perfect. Can't we do gay ones? Can you go to a gay ad? Just have me be the gay guy. That's fine. You can make me a fag. That's cool. Whatever. I'm cool. I'm bi.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
We're kid to kid to do it. Come on, guys like me. I'm handsome. Nunu saying Maven is sleeping with Athena. No, Nunu, watch your mouth. Webdog asking, can they really trace that? I don't know, dude. Don't worry about it. Really, please. Don't be a man. All right. You're going to live once. Look at RBCP. He's been arrested like 6-7 times. That's fucking crazy. He loves jail. He goes in there just to be warm. He gets cold out, and he's like, fuck it. He commits a petty crime, and they put him in jail. He got 3 meals and a fucking... He lifts weights. It's fucking crazy. Get a request here to check our voicemails. Okay, let's see. We got a voicemail, and no one said anything. Someone's sending a text. Shit, you still horny? I want to bang. I'm looking good. I'll send a pic if you want. That's in LaGrange. All right, let's take a listen to this one in Phoenix.
Hi, this is Austin. I just talked to you about your Ford Mustang. I'm here at the gate. I don't see the car. Please give me a call back at 602.
La 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 la. This is someone else at the Denny's. I love it. Oh, man. It's going to be like 4 or 5 wreckers at one point at the same time at the Denny's. All wondering what the fuck is going on. I love it. Punk Skitter Dude, this girl he knows lent out her car today and call her and tell her that her car was using a drug deal and a robbery. Her name is Steph. It's kind of harsh, isn't it, homie? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's speaking?
This is Valente.
Valente. I think I have the wrong number.
Are you the guy that's texting my wife?
Texting your wife?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I think I dialed wrong, buddy.
No, I want to watch. I want to watch.
You want to watch?
I watch. I swear I watch. I watch.
Bag it.
Okay, faggot.
All right, he said it. See, I told you I could be gay. Even he knows it. I watch, I swear I watch. That's old Bernie Mac right there. Yeah, Maven, that's not... Don't worry, that's not my... That's my madhouse-only one. Joshi, you're on a roll tonight. You should go longer. Thanks for the show. Yeah, but dude, I gotta work tomorrow, homie. I can't do that. Fucking honest tonight. Let's refresh that page. So they get to, were there numbers in Qatar I was going to call? Let me grab that here. Every time I try to call one of our Lonesome Loser lines, it just fucking... I get buzzed. There we go. Alrighty. Give me a second. I got to turn the fan on here. I got like 3 lights on me. I'm going to turn some of these lights off. Give me a second, folks. Don't go anywhere. We're almost done anyway. 13 minutes left. Before RBCP takes over. I should forward this line to RBCP. So he can get all these people fucking calling about the Mustang. Hello.
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 Oh, excuse me, I had the wrong number.
No, wait a minute. Hello. Are you calling about the chick?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my wife.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to watch. I want to watch.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't do that.
Are you circumcised or not?
No.
No? You're not circumcised? Can I put some cheese in that and eat it?
No.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm a gay and I don't have a wife, all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, thanks.
You sure? You never tried it?
I'm sure. Have a good time.
Huh? Oh, you haven't tried it before.
I'm sorry? What?
You haven't tried it before. What's the problem? You know you're not a gay.
No, I really am not into it.
Well, if you're sure you're not into it, then okay.
All right. You have good luck, huh?
Well, obviously not. May I have better luck with you, maybe.
No, not me.
What's your name, big guy? Come on, Booster.
My name is Jack.
Hey, Jack. Jack Valente?
No, not quite.
Oh, okay.
Not
all
quite
right.
That old, buddy.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a contractor.
You're a truck driver?
Contractor. Truck driver, too.
Yeah, you drive trucks? That's nice. Yeah, you got a lot of room in your truck?
I'm semi-retired, buddy.
All right, cool. Well, come on over, man, if you got some time on your hands. You can pretend I'm a girl.
Man.
Like, if you want to pretend I'm a girl, it's okay. You can do all the stuff to me like I'm a girl.
No. I was trying to get my friend hooked up. He didn't.
Well, put him on. You don't know. Maybe he's gay.
No, he's not.
Are you sure? Well, maybe you should hook up with your friend and find out. Ask him right now. Ask him for me if he's gay. Ask him.
Hey, George, you gay?
What's up?
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
You want some cheese on your dick and somebody take care of it?
No.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
All right,
good
buddy.
Luck, huh?
All right, homo. See ya.
Bye.
Okie dokie, we got another voicemail.
Yeah, I'm calling about the ad on Craigslist about the Ford Mustang that needs to be picked up. Can you give me a call back? Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 10 minutes left the show, as mentioned before, on Cacti Radio, RBCP will be taking over here shortly, and of course Madhouse Radio, MadhouseLive.com, will just be going back to rotations. We're on every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to tell a friend and all your peoples. We'll let them know about that. Hollywood Vanya never got it. He showed up, but he never got a chance to call in, I don't think. Dude, Hollywood, I'm sorry, man. Chat room is blown up. We haven't seen a chat room this busy in quite a while, my friends. Okay. Here we go, another one. This is easy, man. I can do a show easy like this. I haven't got a dial number anymore. Just have the people come to me. But no more of the sex ones, because I can't sound like a chick unless you do a gay one. Hello.
Hey, it's Jack again.
Hey, Jack.
Why don't you post on the Men for Men site?
Huh?
Why don't you post on the Men for Men site?
What Men for Men site?
Yeah, Men for Men.
Oh, really?
You're on Women for Men, yeah.
Oh.
Post on the Men for Men.
Well, that explains it all.
Yeah.
That explains everything. You go on the Men's and Men site a lot?
No, I don't go on it. I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. All
right.
Hey, thanks, man. All right, buddy.
Hey, you're welcome. It's the Men for Men site, man. You'll get a call right away.
You think so?
Well, I hope you do. I hope you get satisfied.
All right. Well, I'll call you back. I'll let you know how it works out, all right?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
All
good
right,
luck.
You too. Bye, Jack.
Nice fucking guy. You're Jack there hooking it up, man. He's straight, but he's nice enough to hook a gay guy up.
He's helpful.
Yeah. Well, nice guy. He's just trying to help a fag out. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. That's really nice of him.
Help your neighbor out. What's all about?
Yeah. Chick, you just put M for M on it like 5 minutes ago. Okay, cool. We got a Men for Men ad. All right, cool. Send me a link to that. I want to see what the picture is. It's probably just a cock. That's cool. Oh, man. Calls are dying down a little bit here. Rosalie asking if I'm still free. Let's see if this is a gay. You see, I was telling you guys for the last 10 minutes, like, dude, why don't you do it for the gay side? Sure enough, that guy's got his marble straight. He isn't even listening to the show, he knew. Mikey went to him asking how many records showed up. I think at least two, and there's a third one on the way, confirmed, that we know about. Yeah. At least three are going to show up throughout. We got one confirmed already. Detective apparently runs a record service on the side. A police officer who tows trucks on the side whenever he has free time. Because you know how cops have all that free time. He's investigating us. Mikey129, what is the name of the song playing? The song is Shadows of Tomorrow. It is by MF Doom and Tal. I think, who else is it? Oh, man. The other guy. That sounds like a mouse. MF Doom did it. It's in the Mad Villain album. Shadows of Tomorrow. God, people just texting that the one, the chick one in Illinois, just blowing up like fucking crap. All right, let's see. We start wrapping it up here. Milkman never showed up. Oh, I wrap it up. I'll take calls.
And I'm calling to inform you that the anal wart remover cream that you ordered has arrived and is ready to be picked up at your convenience. Again, that is the anal wart remover cream. We want you to be aware that only one case came, although you ordered two, and we apologize, and we will let you know as soon as the other arrives. We hope that the anal wart cream takes care of your problem. Also, just wanted to let you know that we have extra small condoms on sale this week.
It's one of those prank lines. One of those prankophone website machines. Yeah, WebDoc says he needed a phone for SMS Verify and Craigslist. Homie, if I knew what a SMS Verify was, I'd hook you up, bro. I'm sorry. I'll do it myself next time, maybe. Hello.
Who this?
This is Carlton. Who's this?
I'm looking for Jack.
All right. Yeah, what's up? That's me, really. I just, you know, I don't have to give out my name like that. I don't know who people are calling in all of a sudden. I gotta be Cave. I gotta be safe, you know? What happened to Matt Shepard and all that? Hey, who's this?
Yeah, I feel like.
Huh?
It's Mike.
What's up, Mike? You a top or a bottom?
I'm going on both.
Yeah? On both of the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, so what do you want? What do you want to do?
Tell me what you want me to do.
I got, like, a fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like, would you let... Can I watch you pee?
I'm listening.
Well, can I let you... Can you watch... Let me watch you pee.
Yeah. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Go ahead. Right now?
Yeah, I'm going to pee for you.
All right, cool.
Oh, my God.
Show me to stand up or stand.
I want to hear it loud. Make a lot of noise with it. Hello?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm going to make myself dumb.
I'm waiting. What's taking so long?
Can't go.
Wow, this is pretty shitty.
Hold on. I'll come now.
The fuck with this guy? He's pee shy.
Oh, that ain't a pee, man.
All right, well, whatever. Thanks for nothing.
Hold on. Here I come. No big deal.
Slap it on the counter.
All right.
I don't know. That sounded pretty weak. Yeah, it didn't do it for me. Now, maybe this is not my thing. Maybe I was wrong about this. Can you slap your dick on the counter or something?
Slap it on the counter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
You say so.
All right, man. Well, good luck with that. Bye, Mr. Gay.
Mr. Gay Black Man who can't pee.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he was all game. Had a sneaky suspicion that all gay people are in a pee. All right, we got to go. It's midnight, and it's time for RBCP to take over, so I don't want to step on the show time. RBCP, you let me give me the high sign when you're ready. RBCP TV is next. In the meantime, everybody, be sure to stay tuned for him. I want to thank Tuck. TuckerMike.com is his website. Kokani also, our editing friend here and co-host as well in the chair number 3. Picking up the number 2 chair for Tuck, who was filling in the number 1 chair for the other guy. Milkman is his name, I think? I don't know. Lonesome Loser, thanks for sending in numbers. Thank you again to, I don't know precisely if it was Grishnav or who exactly it was that was helping us out with posting the Craigslist ads. That came out pretty well. Wow. We're definitely going to have to explore that more further. And a big thank you to the Denny's. Jason at the Denny's, you know? With the, you know. Hello.
Hello. 407-45... Hello?
Yes?
Did I dial 407-459-4534?
And then I picked up the phone.
Oh, I think I have the wrong number.
No, no, you have the right number here.
Oh, I was just responding to an ad on Craigslist.
Yeah? Yeah? So you want to talk to my wife?
Can I?
What do you think? You think you want me to let some creepy white guy talk to my wife? Sexual? Is that what you want? You think I'm into that?
No, it's about hockey skates. They're for sale on Craigslist.
Oh, hockey skates. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, okay, yeah. You want the hockey skates?
Yeah, are they the Reeboks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have them?
They're Adidas.
How much? Adidas doesn't make skates. Is it a real ad or not?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, come on down. You want the skates?
Well, how much? You didn't say how much they were.
I don't know. What you got? You got any hockey pucks?
I got sticks.
Yeah, how about I come down? Come down, I'll smack you in the ass with the hockey sticks a little bit.
He's got sticks and sticks. Okay, really. Now all of a sudden we got fucking hockey skates for free. You guys got to give me some warning before you just throw me to the wolves here.
Nah, you got to turn that.
I'm a Puerto Rican from Florida. We don't have there's no semblance of hockey here at all. All right.
You got to turn that number off. And we're gonna be
playing. You tell us hockey like what the fuck is that? We'll play some basketball, b-ball. All right. Anyway, did I thank everybody that I needed to? Thank you, everybody who posted those fucking Craigslist ads. Okay, we are out of here.
You better turn your phone number off. They're going to be calling you on
the line. Yeah, I'll keep answering off the air. All right. Thanks, guys. Catch you next week. Thank you. No, I won't.
Ninety 8.6
The Mouth.